This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Giving local governments control over noise is the aim of a bill that's now been delayed at the state capitol. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
The bill would let cities and counties grant more exceptions to statewide noise restrictions. It easily passed the Senate with only 4 no votes, but Tuesday's committee hearing before the House Transportation, Housing, and Local Government Committee had hours of testimony from disgruntled neighbors of the Ford Amphitheater in Colorado Springs. Sponsors asked for a week to prepare amendments. Committee Chair Democrat Meg Froelich.
It is somewhat unusual to get this far into the process and having had 2 big hearings with a lot of witnesses and still be working out, still negotiating, but that does happen.
The noise control bill goes before the committee again next Tuesday. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
And Colorado Springs Mayor Yemi Mobolade has named a former political opponent as his new chief of staff. Wayne Williams is a former city councilman, county clerk, and Colorado's secretary of state. His new role with Colorado Springs includes coordinating across city departments and acting as an advisor. Mayor Mobolade defeated Williams in a runoff election in 2023. In Denver, City Park Jazz is looking for $35,000 to help pay for its summer series. The weekly concerts normally take place at the bandstand at City Park, which was destroyed in a fire last month. Organizers are now fundraising for a mobile stage and a power generator to use on Sundays this summer. This is CPR News.